It's about to become harder for police and other agencies in Victoria to tap people's phones. The government says it's setting up an independent monitor to ensure phone taps are in the public interest and not an abuse of power. The state's ombudsman had earlier raised concerns. Samantha Donovan reports.
In the 3 years to 2010, the police and other agencies made 1,271 applications for phone tap warrants in Victoria. Not one of them was refused. The Victorian Ombudsman raised concerns this week that there was little oversight of phone tap powers and said the existing controls didn't examine the merits of using them. In response, the Victorian government introduced legislation today to establish a public interest monitor. Andrew McIntosh is the minister responsible for the state's anti-corruption procedures.
The public interest monitor will appear at the application stage to argue and indeed test the merits of that application in the interest of the public of Victoria. These significant checks and balances have certainly been absent from these processes in Victoria, and it certainly is a major step forward in relation to the integrity of the process.
The public interest monitor will be a lawyer and will have several deputies. Andrew McIntosh said there's no evidence phone taps have been approved in Victoria against the public interest, and he says the ultimate decision to grant permission for a phone tap will remain with a judge, but the existing process will be improved.
What is absent in this process is that those law enforcement agencies applying, it is done in camera, it's done in secret, and there is no check and balance in relation to granting that power. The judges only have the benefit of having one side of the argument. Both sides, for the first time, both sides of the argument can actually be mounted in a court.
During his press conference, Andrew McIntosh said the public interest monitor would be directed by himself or his staff. The gaffe was seized on by the opposition as proof the new body would be susceptible to conflicts of interest. Mr. McIntosh subsequently retracted his comments and emphasised the monitor would be completely independent. The Law Institute of Victoria has congratulated the government on the establishment of the monitor, particularly, it said, in light of recent reports of unsworn affidavits by Victoria Police. The Australian Privacy Foundation also thinks it's a good move. Nigel Waters is one of the foundation's board members and a former Deputy Federal Privacy Commissioner. He says Victoria is following Queensland's lead. It established a public interest monitor in 2000, and the foundation is hoping other Australian jurisdictions will do the same.
Well, unfortunately, the communications interception regime over the last 20 years or so has really gone in the opposite direction. It's been a history of greater powers and lesser safeguards. We've seen, for instance, an increase in the range of offences for which interception can be sought. We've seen a move away from independent judges to tribunal members granting the warrants, and we've seen changes in the sort of information that can be accessed via warrants. So, yeah, there's been a whole series of changes which have really been going in the opposite direction, and this is a welcome handbrake and reversal.
The Acting Chief Commissioner of Victoria Police, Ken Lay, released a statement welcoming the government's commitment to strengthening the oversight of coercive and covert powers. He said the force has a strong track record of exercising the powers lawfully, and that strong internal processes meant about a quarter of applications for telephone intercept warrants are knocked back before progressing to court. He said it shouldn't be forgotten that many criminals are currently behind bars because Victoria Police was able to lawfully and responsibly gather the necessary evidence. But he said the Victorian community must be confident there is robust oversight of police powers.
Samantha Donovan.